Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I knew it. I knew it in my gut. I knew it in my bones. But it was confirmed today by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. That is, who has been tanking the market with these sell-offs? Or shall we say, highly scripted sell-offs? Stock sell-offs designed to punish the market, to pummel it down, to create the, it turns out, fake impression that Trump's tariff policy was so bad that the average investor was voting no by selling their stock. The average mom and pop was voting no by dumping their stock. Take a listen.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust, investors trust President Trump.
What have I been telling you day after day after day? That the whole temper tantrum going on right now with the mainstream media, with the institutional investors, i.e. hedge funds, the shiny shoes, the billionaires, the rich people, pulling their money out of the stock market, is to try to scare mom and pop 401k into pulling the money out, to try to scare you into pulling your daughter's babysitting money out, to try to scare the little people for two things, two reasons. Number one, profit. Drive it down, pound it down. They got the money to wait it out, come back in, buy those undervalued stocks that they've pounded down through fear. They were trying to tank the market to stop Trump's tariffs plan. And they were using the full institutional might of their big corporate funds to do it. This wasn't about true market panic. It was fake. It was another one of their hoaxes. And I'm going to prove it to you in a minute with one single shocking statistic from Vanguard. But they were trying to get you to doubt Trump, panic, and pull your money out. And you know how you could tell that? It would stop. If there was true panic, not fake panic induced around the boardroom, what can we do to stop Trump? I don't know. Main Street's going to profit again instead of us. I don't know. You got any ideas, Ron? No, I don't, Don. Hey, what should we do? I don't know. Let's go out there. Let's send all our people for another round of commentary on CNBC and try to scare mom and pop into pulling their little pittance out of the stock market. But what did I tell you? It is institutional Wall Street investors, the ones who donate at an 80% rate to Democrats. When I started in this business, donations from Wall Street went roughly half and half, Democrat and Republican. Now it's 80% Democrat. All Democrats are calling them, can you dump your stock? That'll help. Yeah, we got to get these mom and pops terrified. What did I tell you? This is institutional investors dumping stock and Main Street is holding on to stock. And the institutional investors were not dumping stock because they're legitimately terrified one iota. They're not dumping stock because Trump's trade deals and tariffs are really terrible. They're not even dumping stock because Trump has not been the best communicator here. I actually think that's a strategy. It's worked brilliantly with China. That's why half their factories have shut down. Nobody can place an order. They don't know what he'll do tomorrow. Tariffs might go up. Tariffs might go down. They might go all around. Hell, he may change his mind twice before lunch. Nobody knows. And so they've had to idle the factories. That's exactly how you put an embargo on China. In fact, it's a more powerful weapon, the uncertainty, than the tariffs themselves. But Scott Bessent just announced what I have been telling you and knew implicitly. The market did not dip because mom and pop are struggling or afraid, or because mom and pop have seen the horrible outcomes of these tariffs. Listen.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust, investors trust President Trump.
Megan.
Wow. 97% of individual investors haven't done a trade. You know what that tells you? This is a hoax. It's like COVID. Oh my God, the economy's going to crash. The end will come. And they cooked that up in the boardroom. They did. Who can we send out who will really terrify viewers if we put him on CNBC to lie there? Why don't you send him out again? Maybe they'll listen this time. But don't miss what's really remarkable about this particular moment, okay? Because what is going on here is this. They decided to crash not just the stock market, but the bond market, to take the risk of pounding it down hard, to try to create COVID-style panic and fear in the population and get mom and pop to sell off their stocks. There's a certain amount of risk in that when you unleash that, if you're a big institutional stakeholder, you could probably stop it from hitting the bottom, but there's a small chance you could lose control of it. And they did it anyway. That's observation number one. Here's all of that just to stop Trump. And don't think they won't do it. Folks, they destroyed not just the American economy, but the world economy with COVID to stop Trump. That's observation number one. Observation number two, and don't miss this part of this moment either. Folks, I'm telling you, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they could have done it. They could have done it. They had the censorship. They had the control of social media. And more importantly, pre-COVID, they still had the credibility to run a massive market tanking hoax because they hadn't yet cashed that credibility in on COVID and all of the COVID lies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
That cost them dearly. Folks, think about that. 97%. That is the most amazing poll I've heard in a long time. 97% looked at them and went, no, with your bull crap. No, we don't believe you anymore. We know you're full of it. We're sticking with Trump for now. Now, this thing may not work out long term. And we're not really sure we like tariffs as a strategy. You can see some of that in the polling. Right? But can they hoax us? Can they panic us? Think seven intel agencies say. Think Russia collusion. Think COVID. No, they can't. If they still had the power and the credibility they had 5 years ago, they could have tanked this market. They just tried it and it didn't work. People believed what Trump didn't say over what they did. Because Trump's not giving out his negotiation strategy here. You could kind of guess at it. He throws all kinds of contradictory stuff out, but we don't even know what it is. And people are like, not going with you instead of the guy on CNBC, CNN, or even Fox Business. This is a remarkable moment. A moment, again, where 97% of individual investors, so that's the school teacher all the way on up to the guy who owns six laundromats, looked at them and said, you know what? I'm not buying your BS. Wow. And folks, think about how unified this campaign to take the market was. This is Fox Business, CNN Business, CNBC, Bloomberg, pretty much every financial channel, a lot of the YouTube channels that are run by people who go on those channels. And folks, again, it is a measure of their power, and there ain't much of it left. And that is good news.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.